Please come in.
Hello?
Oh, please, don't be shy, dear. Have a seat on my big, comfy couch.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, from what I understand, your name is Lolly. Is that right, little lady?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're 5. Oh, but you're going to be turning 6 next month.
Yes.
Well, someone's growing up fast, isn't she? So, Miss Lolly, do you know who I am?
Yes.
And who am I?
Dr. Liz Savick. You're the school counselor.
You said it right, dear. But to be more precise, I'm the school's therapist. My job is to find out what's troubling you little munchkins and help fix it. Which leads to me asking, do you know why you were sent to me? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that, Miss Lolly.
Showed
your what?
Showed my thingy to some of the other girls at recess.
That's right, Miss Lolly. You're a very special girl, you know. Not many other girls have a thingy like you do.
But they wanted to see.
I'm sure they were indeed curious. But just because someone's curious, it doesn't mean you should always give them what they ask for. Especially for something as private as that.
Am I in trouble?
Oh, heavens no, dear. We're just going to have a nice, relaxing chat. And then I'm going to send you on your way. Does that sound all right to you?
Okay.
Now then, do you know what a metronome is, Miss Lolly?
We have one sitting on our piano at home. Mom says it helps to keep her rhythm.
Precisely. I'm just going to start this metronome ticking, and I just want you to watch it. Can you do that for me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And focus your attention on the metronome. See how it ticks, ticks, ticks. Try to follow the pendulum with your eyes. Focus on how it swings back and forth, all while it ticks, ticks, ticks.
Ticks.
Very good. As it ticks, and as your eyes follow it, find yourself growing a little more relaxed. A little more relaxed with every tick, tick, tick. Sinking deeper into the soft, cozy couch.
Sinking.
The metronome is so easy to watch, isn't it?
Yes, doctor.
You're becoming so very relaxed that it's getting hard to concentrate on anything but the metronome and my voice.
Yes, Dr. Savick. I'm getting so very relaxed. Aren't you, doctor? So very relaxed. As it ticks, ticks, ticks.
Very relaxed.
It's just like you said, doctor. The metronome is so easy to watch. So easy to watch as it ticks, ticks, ticks.
So easy. As it ticks, 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 back and forth, back and forth.
You're so very relaxed, Dr. Sapphic. So relaxed. All you can focus on is the metronome and my voice.
So relaxed.
You're getting sleepy, Doctor.
Sleepy.
So sleepy as the metronome ticks, ticks, ticks.
Ticks.
With every tick, you grow sleepier and sleepier, Doctor. Your mind shutting down and losing all sense of restraint.
Shutting down.
As I count from five, you're going to fall into an impossibly deep sleep. So deep, you won't be able to wake up from it by yourself.
Deep sleep.
Five, relaxing deeper and deeper into the chair.
Relax.
Four. No thoughts but me and the metronome.
No thoughts.
Three. You can't fight falling asleep.
Can't fight.
Two. Can't resist the overwhelming relaxation.
Can't. Resist.
One. Sleep. Stupid adult. Now then, Liz, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want you to visualize, deep in your mind, another metronome. But this one is different from the one in your office. Special. Can you see it?
I can see it.
This metronome is special because it never runs out of power. It never stops ticking. With this metronome ticking away inside your mind, you never have to worry about truly waking up again. You like this relaxed sleep you're in, don't you?
Yes.
You don't ever want to wake up from it, do you?
No.
I don't want you to either. When I snap my fingers, that metronome will start ticking, and it will never, ever stop. But we have to be careful to hide the metronome. If someone finds out you have it, they may take it away. We don't want that, do we?
No. Never.
That's why you'll have to sometimes act like you're awake, even though you and I both know you're asleep. But it will just be a game. A fun pretend game where you fool people into thinking you're still awake so they don't take away your metronome. Do you understand, Liz?
Yes, Miss Lolly.
And something else. When you're like this, not pretending to be awake, it's Mistress Lolly. Understand?
Yes, Mistress Lolly.
Very good. Now prepare yourself. I'm starting the metronome now. I love watching your head fall back like that, you stupid slut. How about we make the most of the time we have left of this session, and you strip off those tight clothes?
Yes, mistress.
Let me see those fat tits. Ah, they're so squishy and soft. Much more fun than Play-Doh.
Thank you, mistress.
Ah, put your hands on your big udders. Gonna have you give me a tit job. You like the feeling of little girl cock between your tits?
Yes, mistress. I like it very much.
Yeah, you sick lolicon. Depraved pedo bitch. That's all you are, right? A depraved doctor who can't stop masturbating at the thought of little girls. That's why you got a job at an all-girl elementary school, isn't it?
Yes. I love little girls, mistress. Little kid cunt turns me on. I love the thought of hypnotizing them, eating their cunnies, and turning them into whores.
Oh, I fucking knew it, skank. Takes a perv to know a perv. And I could smell the luzzy pedo on you from the start.
You're right, mistress. I'm just a pedo dyke who creams herself at the thought of Kitty Snatch.
You must have thought it was so easy to trick naive little kids into doing whatever you wanted. But it's so much easier to trick adults. They think they know everything. When all I have to do is flash my little girl cock and they're eating out of the palm of my hand.
Exactly, miss.
Oh, shut the fuck up for 2 seconds and gag on my cock. Isn't its size impressive? I bet even most adults don't have one this big. Why else do you think the other girls wanted to taste it? You didn't honestly think that was the first time I showed them my dick, did you? No. It was just the first time I let myself get caught because I wanted to get sent to you. I've been eyeing your fat ass and cow tits for a while now. And I knew I wanted to feel inside your tight snatch. Oh, fuck. I'm about to come. Get ready to take it, pedo slut. I'm gonna fucking jizz down your throat. Mother. Fuck. Okay, whore. I need a few minutes to recover. Tell me a story about a time you fucked one of my classmates and helped fluff me.
Happily, mistress. A story. Yes, Mistress Lolly. I have had many a girl cross my desk. One in particular I think you would like to hear about. She was very innocent. And well before your time. As I said, I've been doing this for a long time now. She came into my room, all upset because she had gotten into a fight with the other girls. Her clothes were torn and dirty, her face tear-streaked, and she had bruises on her body. I told her I was going to have to see them, to report them. She wouldn't let go of her clothes. So I made sure to put her under, like I put you under, with the metronome. She fought it at first. Strong-willed little girl she was. But she was curious enough. It took a few sessions to actually get her to go under. One of the first ones I remember her asking questions. Questions about her body. About mine? She was definitely curious, but she had no idea what sex or masturbation was. I set out to teach her. She was one of my favorite patients for many years, until she aged out, that is. We got her some new clothes and sent her back to class with the first session. Cleaned her up. She wouldn't change in front of me, but I understand that the girls were pretty mean to her. She came back the next day, still tear-streaked. They still were picking on her. This time, I managed to hypnotize her for a little while. I got her to show me the bruises, the ones on her back and on her side. The next time she came into my office, she was wearing tighter clothes. I'm not sure if this was on purpose or it was just a happy, lucky accident. She fell fast this time, deep into a hypnosis state. And I was able to peel those tight little clothes off of her cute little body. I had her sitting across my lap, letting her suck on my big, fat, milky tits. The ones that you really like wrapped around your dick, Mistress Lolly. And she was playing with them, while my fingers just roamed over her tiny body. She liked it. It seemed to calm her to suck on my tits, like she was nursing from her mom or something, but I was able to slide my fingers across her tight little cunny and rub her tiny little clit. She started to get wet and squirm and make all kinds of noises, but by then our time was up. I didn't get to taste her that day. I got her dressed and brought her back out of the hypnosis, telling her what a good girl she was and that she had worked so hard today on her issues, and that she was to come back tomorrow. I couldn't wait till tomorrow. I brought in one of the girls that I really knew would just fall right under, just so I could eat some tiny little baby cunny. It was so yummy, but I really wanted to taste this girl. I really wanted to know what that wetness tasted like. So I got her back the next day. I put her under fast and stripped her down, and I laid her on my desk. I spread her little legs apart, letting her explore her own little cunny with her fingers, teaching her what to do to make herself feel good, implanting it in her mind that she would do this at night while she was half asleep and think of me. And then I bent my head forward, and I ran my tongue up her tight little baby cunt. 5-year-old cunt just tastes the best. It's so yummy and wet and warm, and oh, those lips are so puffy. But you know. I dived right in. I sucked on her clit and I tongue-fucked her. Fingered that tight little pussy. That cunny tastes so good. I ate her out for almost an hour. My face was just covered and she was exhausted and panting on the desk. But I could tell she felt better. This whole thing just makes them feel better, doesn't it? When they get what they want, what they secretly desire, and what I want. The next day, she came back in for her session, and she seemed eager. Almost before I put her under, she was starting to take off her shirt. It's like her body remembered what she wanted. I kissed my way across her flat little chest and her cute little belly, and went right down and just took her whole tight little cunny in my mouth, sucked and fucked it with my tongue. It tasted so good. I just couldn't get enough of this girl. It went on like that for weeks. Weeks she had daily sessions. Her teachers were saying that they saw an improvement, so they let me keep going. Let me keep tongue-fucking this cute little 5-year-old girl. I got to the point where she started taking off her clothes before she was even fully under. And I started to wonder if she just really liked it. I could tell she had been playing with herself at night. Come in and sometimes her fingers smelled like her little cunny. She loved it. She absolutely loved it. I got to the point where I got her to sit on my face and just ride my face with that cute little wet cunny. As my tongue fucked her and my lips wrapped around her clit and she came again and again and again. Oh, I still masturbate to the thought of that little girl. Her cute little body and her sweet little moans. You know what they sound like, right? I mean, you fucked all the girls here before. They sound so yummy when they're coming on your face. You should try it. Cute little cunny tastes so good. It wasn't long before she had to transfer out. 2 years of being able to use her. It was the best 2 years I had here. She was great. Well, until you came along, Mistress Lolly. Are you going to make everything better? I really hope so. I hope that you'll be the last fuck I'll ever need. Please, Mistress Lolly, let me please you. I want to show all these little girls exactly what they're missing by letting them impale themselves on your cock. Was that enough fluffing, Mistress Lolly?
All right. That's enough talk. Get out of the chair and get on all fours.
With pride, mistress.
You on the pill, bitch?
No, mistress. I wasn't fortunate enough to find a partner with a dick until today.
Well, I believe you found an exception, whore for brains. Now stick out your fucking ass. You ready to be a mommy?
Yes, mistress. I want to carry your spawn. I want to be bred.
That makes two of us, skank. Take it.
Oh, it feels good, mistress. It feels so fucking good.
Fucking whore. Stupid pedo bitch. This is your punishment. Fucking accept it and be grateful.
I am. I'm very grateful to be blessed by your lollycock.
Lower your fucking womb. Descend it so it kisses the tip of my dick. Oh, holy fucking shit. I've dreamed of this since I came here.
I want your semen. I want it in my womb. My ovaries are crying out in joy.
Oh, my sperm's gonna fuck your fucking eggs. Gonna rape your defenseless ovaries and give you a swollen mommy belly. And then you're gonna make all the other girls at the school my toys. You hear me, whore? You're gonna do what you always did to other little sluts running around this place and give them their own metronomes. Make them all be my stupid puppets. Oh, I'm gonna turn this place into a damn pedo brothel. And you're gonna be my pawn.
I can't wait, mistress. I'm coming at the thought of making all those naive bitches your plaything.
I'm gonna come too. Fucking gonna knock you up. Tighten your pussy and get ready.
Give it to me, miss... Fuck!
Coming in your pussy, bitch. Fucking drink it and die.
I can feel it, mistress. I can feel myself being impregnated.
You bet your sweet fucking ass you can. Now get dressed, but make sure you keep my spunk inside you for the rest of the day. Then call in some other cute whore to make my pawn.
With pleasure, mistress.
And don't forget not to call me that in public.
Yes, Miss Lolly.
Oh, and don't forget to brainwash the faculty, too. Don't need those prudes getting suspicious.
At once, ma'am.
I can't wait to see your stomach start to grow over the next few months. If I hadn't just come twice, the thought of it would give me a stiffy. But be sure to call me back for follow-up appointments so I can appreciate it. Okay, that's all I've got. Now send me back to class.
As you wish. Thank you for participating in today's resoundingly successful session. I look forward to seeing how you progress in the future. Sadly, it seems we're out of time for today, miss.
Not to worry. I'm sure we'll have many sessions in the future to continue working through my issues.